And I'm feeling good.
The Good Feeling Guru. Got to get your fruit and veg servings in every day, don't we?
How many is it? Five fruit, two veg, or two fruit, five veg? What was it again from back in the school days? Two fruit, five veg?
It was three and five.
Was it two meat, three veg? I can't remember the table that they used to show you. There's like a pyramid thing.
Yes.
With the meats and the fruit and veg that they wanted you to eat.
Fun fact about that nutritional pyramid from the 1990s that you're thinking of that was on the back of cereal boxes.
Yes.
Is that now what you do is you invert it because it's completely incorrect.
They got it wrong that
they
whole time.
So backwards. Mm. And so now they said if you flip it upside down, that's probably more accurate about what you should be eating.
Our bad.
Yeah.
Our mistake. Sorry.
My bad.
Got that wrong for a decade.
Also, Quix was never on that nutritional table. And so I really got it wrong in the 90s as well. Anyway, we're talking about fruit.
Yeah.
So you know when you smash a bit of fruit, usually there's a sticker on it?
Yeah.
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 Do you know why?
I thought it was just like the branding of, I'm thinking of Apple, like Pink Lady with the little code and the...
Great example.
Sticker and, yeah.
It means something.
Yeah.
They don't just like label Pink Lady apples just for the fun of it.
What does it mean?
There's actually a company called Label Press Australia that have been like collecting data for our fruit since 1979. So those little stickers are called PLU. It's a price lookup. And it's basically a system of a database where if you scan that little code, you can tell where it was packed, what farm it came from, I believe. And there's like a little sort of, it's like an ISBN number for a library book. Like
those,
you can just, it's trackable and traceable.
Are they on everything? So I'm picturing them on apples, mangoes, bananas?
On everything. So some types of bananas have stickers on them.
Okay.
Other types of bananas don't. Interestingly enough, do you know what the stickers are made out of? And this is where the killing you bit comes in.
Plastic.
Some of them are plastic.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are synthetic.
And some adhesive sticky stuff.
Yes, but some of them are made out of paper.
Right.
So some of them. So if you've ever smashed an apple and then gone, oh, damn, I didn't take that sticker off.
Mm.
Jeez, that's got into my guts.
Well, even the gloss they put on apples, right? That's a bit sus too. They put that to make them look shiny. There's a specific gloss that they put on top of it too. So the less shiny ones are actually the better ones, believe
or
it or not.
You can wash your fruit and veg too. That's a good tip if you're getting it from a supermarket and not from a farm. You can actually wash it or you can get these like fruit, what are they called? Like cloth. And so you just sort of rub the cloth and get all of the waxy junk off. But if you've ever eaten a sticker from a piece of fruit, let it be known that there's a 50% chance that it was a paper one and that's completely compostable. It'll come out the other end. All G. The synthetic ones are not so good. So that can cause a bit of havoc in your guts if you accidentally swallow a synthetic sticker. So also don't throw them on the ground because they're not good for the environment either. So my advice to you is never accidentally consume a sticker because you just don't know what it's going to do to your guts.
I'm sure I did as a kid occasionally. You just forget that they're there.
That's
and
what
you
I
just,
mean.
You just crunch into it.
It's a really common mistake to make and it could be quite hazardous for your bowel.
Is it a slow death?
I haven't done any research into how quick or unquick the death may be. Also, probably not going to result in death. Just exaggerating for the radio.
Right, okay.
You're going to be fine.